CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel.
Good afternoon. I did not see a movie this week.
Mm-hmm.
I was busy. And to be candid, there just weren't really any movies that I said, oh, I really have to go and see that one,
mm-hmm.
because I would really like to see it. But so I didn't, but I'm more than happy to chat about movies that are playing,
mm-hmm.
give you my review if I've already seen it. And I always look through the Rotten Tomatoes website to see what they have to say about movies that are either playing locally or will be playing locally
mm-hmm.
shortly. So what's there now in English is the and it's been there for a few weeks now, and I think it's a huge hit, is Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
Which is, of course, part of the Marvel comic universe. And I did see that one, and I really liked it. So it would be one that I would say, if you have any interest at all in this kind of movie, then by all means, go and see it. It has a wonderful lead, and the supporting characters are terrific. So bring your kid if you have to have a reason to go, or just go because it is quite fun. Another movie which is playing presently is Dumbo, a Disney
mm-hmm.
Disney version of his much, much older movie, Dumbo. Apparently, I didn't realize it was quite this old, but I think it was made in the 1940s.
Really?
So that's really old. It seemed to me that it wasn't that old, but
mm-hmm.
apparently
no,
it was.
Yeah, I would have thought the 60s.
In the 60s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was even earlier than that. And that was the the full cartoon version.
Mm-hmm.
This version of Dumbo is live actors
mm-hmm.
and lots of computer-generated special effects. Mm-hmm. And the Dumbo, the little elephant, is computer-generated, needless to say. It has been getting fairly miserable reviews.
Mm.
I can give you a quick heads up on that. It has it's doing okay financially. You know, of course, it's a Disney big budget movie, so it's going to do okay. In fact, it's doing better than okay. It's kind of raking it in, but the on the tomato meter, which is the critics, of whom they on Rotten Tomatoes, there are 287 reviews that they look at, and that tomato meter is 48%,
okay,
which is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite bad. The audience score, and here they surveyed like 1,200 audience members of the audience, and they were 60%
okay.
who liked it,
mm-hmm.
Which is really not great. And especially for a big budget Disney movie, you would think it would do better. But the critics have basically said, no, this is, it's nowhere near as good as it maybe could have been. Well, here's a quickie. The refurbished story, both numbing in its predictability and painstakingly woke, is the clearest indicator that this reboot need not exist. And someone else who said, I was expecting a surplus of cute close-ups, but Tim Burton, who is the director, who's a wonderful director mm-hmm. most of the time, does surprisingly little to win us over. He's never been big on treacle, but a bit more warmth in this chilly movie, which barely follows the outline of the 1941 original, would have gone a long way.
That's pretty brutal.
Pretty brutal.
It is.
I think of the quotations they have here, there is only one critic who liked it.
Hmm.
Expect to be impressed by the cinematography, costumes, production design, music, and the animation that created the adorable Dumbo with those large, watery eyes that sparkle in the wild. Actually, it's the Dumbo character himself who is causing me to not be so interested in seeing the movie, because I remember that the how terribly sad it was in the 1941 version with Dumbo and his mother. So I don't know what they've done at this end, but I have a feeling it's much the same.
Okay.
And to me, it sort of borders on, well, it's like both animal abuse and child abuse rolled into one, with Dumbo being basically sold to the circus and having to perform and fly and things like that. So I am unlikely to see it, but I can't say that no one else would enjoy it. And 60% of the audience who went to see it said, oh yeah, we like it. And it's just certainly the critics who said this is a dud. 48% for critics is really low. Anyway, okay, so that's my take on Dumbo. See it at your own risk. There is another movie there called It's called Us. In French, it's New, but it's actually an English movie from Jordan Peele, who did a really excellent horror movie called Get Out. I think it was 2 years ago. So this is his second movie as a director, and apparently it's at least as good as the first one, if not better. It's funny and scary and well acted. Insanely creative. Us is a thrilling watch despite its flaws. What it further proves is that Jordan Peele, is a thoughtful and imaginative director with an undeniable talent for leveraging strong visuals and symbolism and for creating stories that keep us entertained. And that's the audience. That's an audience review. The critics have been just almost unanimous in their praise. So lots and lots of, not Rotten Tomatoes, but good tomato reviews. And the person who seems to be doing the best, the actor who's doing the best, is Lupita Nyong'o. I hope I'm saying that right. And she plays one of the principal characters. And she's been in a number of things recently. And she is really very good. She's a young black actress. So she's getting singled out by many of the critics as, here's one. Peele shows a marked advance in filmmaking skills here, and in her dual role, Nyong'o is ferociously good. So this makes me think, okay, maybe I'll be able to see my way clear to going to a horror movie if it's considered to be like a really excellent horror movie with an engrossing story and a twist and apparently something more to say than just this is gonna scare the pants off you. So that is actually a possibility for me to go and see. And other movies that are playing now. Well, not now, but on opening on Friday is a movie which I really do want to see called Shazam.
Oh, Shazam.
Shazam, okay. Yeah. And this, too, has been getting extremely good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see what we have. The numbers are on the tomato meter. If it gets, super duper, I think 90% and above, it becomes certified fresh.
That's all. Okay.
On the tomato meter. And this one got 92%.
Oh, that's good.
But it's only just opening on Friday. So people who've seen it, there's not that many people who have already been to see it. In fact, there is no audience score yet. And among the reviewers, they have 117 reviews from the reviewers. And there will be many more. But certainly if 117 of the reviewers thought enough of this to give it that high a score, we can assume that the other reviewers are probably going to like it as well. Maybe not. And here's the, they have the critics' consensus on the Rotten Tomatoes site. It says, an effortlessly entertaining blend of humor and heart. Shazam is a superhero movie that never forgets the Zhang's real power, which is joyous wish fulfillment. And I think the Shazam story and the Shazam character have been around for quite a while, but I think this is the first time they've been made into a movie. And in a nutshell, it's a kid, like mm-hmm. a 15-year-old, a teenager, 15, who, through no fault of his own, stumbles onto a way to become a superhero.
Okay.
Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the superhero is played by a much older and buffer mm-hmm. actor.
Okay.
Who is actually Zachary Levi, who's wonderful. Mm-hmm. He's been terrific in everything I've ever seen him in. So that's another reason why I'm looking forward to seeing it. We all have a superhero inside us. It just takes a bit of magic to bring it out. And Billy Batson, who is the boy, by shouting out one word, Shazam, this streetwise, actually he's 14, not 15, 14-year-old foster kid can turn into the adult superhero Shazam, courtesy of an ancient wizard, but still a kid at heart inside a ripped godlike body. Shazam revels in this adult version of himself by doing what any teen would do with superpowers. Have fun with them. Can he fly? Does he have X-ray vision? Can he shoot lightning out of his hands? Can he skip his social studies test? Anyway, it looks like it's hugely entertaining.
Good.
And lots of humor, but also just good, you know, good fun mm-hmm. and superhero-ness to mm-hmm. it, because there is, of course, lots of special effects and flying around, and I think we can probably expect a series of Shazam movies to follow. So that's that will be here soon. Maybe, in fact, if today is Friday okay. in your world, then it's already here. So that's about it in terms of actual movies. And I was mistaken last week when I said that I somehow assumed that because of the film festival, mm-hmm. which is beginning at the Maison de Cinema either tomorrow or the next day, and it goes on for several days, mm-hmm. and there are oodles, 100 and some odd, I don't have the brochure with me, but many, 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 many movies screening. And they're screening not just at the Maison de Cinema, but in many other places, mm-hmm. including Centennial Theater. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, what I would recommend is either stopping off at the theater, or I think it's available in a number of places, and picking up the brochure. Or if you are happy with using the internet to get all this information, it's there. I don't remember the acronym now. It's film F. I don't remember if it's four letters, but basically if you Google Sherbrooke Quebec Film Festival, I'm sure you'll get to the right site, and then you can see all the different movies, what language they're in, where they're playing, when they're playing. And somehow they've managed to have all of those movies mm-hmm. part of the film festival and what appears to be just their regular schedule of movies okay. that they show all the time. Oh, I thought they awesome. Had. Mm-hmm. I thought that there would be no regular movies mm-hmm. while the film festival was on, but that's definitely not the case. Of course, it helps that they've got, I think it's 16 theaters yeah. within the big theater.
That's amazing.
So I think they're... And it's the sixth edition of the film festival, and my sense is that each year it gets better,
mm-hmm.
bigger, better done.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a film buff, don't miss this opportunity to go and check out the film festival at the Maison de Cinema. And if you are not interested in participating in that, there will be the movies that are the regular movies showing at their regular times.
Mm, good.
So could be pretty busy at the Maison de Cinema. Anyway, so that's all I have to say for today.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.